From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. While Arkansas senators have not given word on whether they would support health legislation projected to cut 22 million people off Medicaid, a vote on the bill has been postponed due to divisions in the Republican Party. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek of Arkansas Public Media spoke with Sarah Rosenbaum, a George Washington University professor and advisor to the state, about the possibility of an end to Medicaid expansion in Arkansas.
Yeah, so what would you expect if the expansion ended and that population became uninsured? What would you expect for those people?
Well, I mean, it will be devastating. I mean, it's just so much happens for people when they can get access to health care. And so I would assume that, to the extent that these cuts cause the state to have to eliminate this program, the consequences to the state would be devastating.
Do you expect that many of those people who might be cut out of Medicaid could go into the regular exchange and use federal subsidies to get insurance that way?
Well, under the Senate bill, poor people would have access to the tax subsidies. The problem is the tax subsidies in the Senate bill are, quite frankly, ridiculously inadequate for people in poverty. People with incomes, you know, so low as to have virtually no income would still have to pay something for their insurance. Assuming that they could pay something for their insurance, the policies that they would get would be probably certainly much skinnier than the policies they get today. So there might be no mental health care, no maternity care, very little in the way of drugs, very little in the way of physician care. And the benefits would be subject to massive deductibles. And so for these people, it would, you know, if you're poor and you have a policy with a $7,000 deductible, it doesn't mean anything.
And what is the scope of Medicaid's use in a state like Arkansas? Like, what facets of life does it enter into? What do people depend on it for?
Well, everything from, you know, well child care to well woman exams, you know, breast cancer screenings, cervical cancer screenings, family planning services, routine health exams, which people might need for work. And then, of course, treatment for acute care problems, you know, acute health conditions, all the way to treatment for the most serious conditions we know, heart problems, diabetes, cancer.
And are there any aspects of the Senate bill that you think would be a benefit to Arkansas?
No, I would say the Senate bill is without benefit to Arkansas. I mean, it so reduces the amount of funding available for Medicaid and for people who need tax credits in order to be able to afford insurance through the marketplace. It withdraws about $1.2 trillion, and that money is basically all repurposed. Some of it is recaptured in grants to states, about a little over $100 billion. But most of it is repurposed into either deficit reduction or tax cuts for wealthy people.
That was reporter Sarah Weitz-Kotacek speaking to health policy expert Sarah Rosenbaum. Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations around Arkansas. Follow coverage on arkansaspublicmedia.org.